I grew up feeling small, insignificant, and vulnerable as a child. I experienced many different abuses from a young age. I was left feeling inadequate, empty, and afraid, resulting in a lack of trust for anyone. I became an angry, resentful, suicidal teenager who became a hateful, raging, self-destructive woman. My life was entangled by sin, motivated by selfishness and pride. I lost custody of my two children at 23 years old. I was consumed with emptiness and pain. I blamed God, even hating him, begging, screaming, broken on my living room floor, saying, "If you are God, save me, help me," but not save me from my sin, not recognizing or acknowledging my need of a savior. Rather, give me my life back, give me my children back, pull me out of this hell which consumes me, never grasping the literal hell that I was destined for. I lost myself in a life of wickedness. I walked through life with no hope, no love, overcome by shame and guilt. I did not feel worthy of God's love. I was ashamed and disgusted with myself, and sure that God must have felt the same way. I chose to stay where I was, in the darkness, dead to myself and dead to anyone who knew me. Praise be to him who is and who was the great light in my darkness, for letting me fall, yet always picking me up, for all my trials and sorrows throughout my life, for having lost everything. I humble myself to God forever. I am forever grateful to my Father in heaven, who wrote my name in the life's book, in my name in the Lamb's book of life before the creation. Praise God, I am the one he left the 99 to come and find, to bring me back to him. God loved me so much that he sent his only begotten Son to the cross to die, so that all my sins and the sins of the world fell on him, so I may be forgiven. I stood broken before God, my entire life destroyed by sin. On August 22nd, 2018, God opened my heart to receive him. Finally, I surrendered my will, my way, and gave it all to Christ. There, that day, on my knees, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. At that moment, God restored my dead heart and filled me with his love and forgiveness. I am made new in him. I am clothed with honor, dignity, and righteousness through Christ Jesus. He has given me a new heart of love, compassion, and kindness. I understand the depth of darkness that I walked in. He gives me all my sufficiency. My cup truly runneth over. There is not enough that I can say or do to express what Christ has done for me. I give all that I am to him. Tell me where to go and I will go. Tell me what to do and I will do it. I live my life for Christ. May his majesty and holiness sustain me, and his reverence keep me, and his love and forgiveness abide in me. Mm-hmm.